Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to
Renewed Radio.
Yo, what is going on, my family, my friends, and my guests? Welcome to another episode of Renewed Radio. I am your host, Mr. S to the P, aka Sam P. Check me out, man. We are here on Facebook Live. We are also here on Blog Talk Radio. So we are still in right now. We have technical difficulties, but now we're back here on Facebook Live. So look, y'all know the drill. Go ahead and tell all your friends, your family, your guests, anybody that's chilling with you right now, that Renewed Radio is on live. Go on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, as we get into our intro song of the day. It's by a new artist on Renewed Radio. It's Rachel Loomis. And I love this song, man. I was jamming to this song last night. Me and my family were. Yeah, that was Rachel Loomis. I love that song. I was rocking to that song, man. I know y'all love it on Facebook Live, man. Yo, go check out Rachel Loomis. She's on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, all the digital stations. Go check out her CD, man. It will bless your life. And if you don't have a faith in arms, he's crying. Something ain't right, because he's the only arms that make us feel safe. This AKA Sam P. And we get into our next song by my man Mario Esco. Me and y'all gotta stand up, because hey, it's just such a blessing to be a father, and I will get to know what that feels like in March, because for the first time, I'm going to have a Father's Day celebration. Yes, my wife is pregnant. I don't know if it's going to be a girl or a boy, but whatever it is, I know God is going to teach me how to be a father, because he's been teaching me about how to be a husband. So check out my makeup Father's Day.
Yeah. This one here is a special one, dedicated to Father's Day.
Mario got your back.
Truthfully, every day is a Father's Day. And I'm praying that it's the same for you. Yeah. Memories of Godzilla, Bruce Lee, toy cars every week usually. I know it isn't really what it used to be, but I'm not what most men refuse to be. Truthfully, I'm thankful I got a lot of you and me, an opportunity of unity in a fatherless community. Mutiny, that is me, but I have you and it gladdens me. Raising a son to a dad to be, it's funny now because it seems dad to me. Thank you, Pops, even though in the year I had to call the cops. Failure, drama, all the flops. Loving me always, never stops. Loving you always, forever, Pops. Love you, Pops. I'm grateful for you, Pops. I'm praying for you too, that one day you can look up to the heavens with me and call my Lord, our Father. That one day you can go from an earthly father to a spiritually brother. My day, that's what they say. But I pray on this very day that they can see it's about you every day. I try to teach about you in every way. As you pray, as you play, as you swim, as you slay. Asking them to cast away all the sins of my children, blast away. Then my kin from within is a master's way. But I'ma love them till I pass away. Pass away. But I'ma love them till I pass away. Pass away. Pass away. Pass away. But I'ma love them till I pass away. Isn't that what you asking me? Isn't that who my master be? Isn't that what my pastor preached from the pulpit only just last week? Feels like I'm walking on a glass sheet. I hear them mocking in the back seat. Feet on the rock cause I'm past weak. Please God never look past me. Lost in my heart with fast feet. Carnivore looking for the fast meat. Hurricane winds, Lord, grasp me. Sending me the grace, Lord, that's me. Grab me, hitting your tree, Lord, pardon me. It isn't just one of many holidays. Brother, sister, follow me. Cause every single day is my Father's Day. Every day is my Father's Day. Tomorrow, the day after, the day before that, every day.
First of all, if you're not a Christian, this is the time to receive the love of the Father who waits for you to return. But for those of us who are Christians, are we pursuing the joy of God by doing everything we can to take this glorious gospel of forgiveness to the people we meet? Some people never understand it. And they're religious people who don't get it. Pharisees hated the idea that the Father treated a sinner this way.
Yeah, that was Father's Day. Mario. Check out Mario. Go check out his website. It is awesome. It's www.marioesco.com. That's MarioEsco. Go check out Mario Esco, man. He has some great music, man. I'm telling you. If you want to hear some great music for your soul, that's not just trying to inspire you, but it's trying to change and transform your mindset to the likeness of Christ, go ahead and check out my Mario Esco. This is Renew Radio. I am your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. We are here on Facebook Live, Just want to talk about the topic briefly. Will you go? Now, this morning, I was reading a passage from Moses, and basically, it's being the one to tell Pharaoh to let his people go. And so, you know, Moses was saying, somebody else because I'm not really ready. But, you know, sometimes in your life, God will call you and you personally don't feel like you're ready. You personally don't feel like I'm capable of doing this. I'm not qualified. I don't got no experience in this. But if God has already called you to do it, the only experience you need is his spirit. And if you have the spirit, you are qualified to do anything that you want to do. So think about that thing in your life that God has called you to do, and it's just been waiting on your mind. You have to step out to do it because you felt like, oh, well, if I do this, I won't have enough money or something's going to happen to me. No, one thing about this, God will always equip you for what he's called you to do. He may not do it immediately. Sometimes God might do on-the-job training. You know how you go to a job and you may not have experience in certain areas, but you may do on-the-job training, so you may learn as you go. You know, sometimes that's why the Lord does. He has us to learn our assignment as we go and as we're continuing to walk. So I just want you to encourage you all that God has called you to my people, you know, even just doing the radio show, getting back to myself. You know, I didn't go to college for music. I didn't pursue music because I feel like it don't make no money. And that's the only thing that I was thinking about at the time. And so when God called me back to pursue music, I was like, why? Because, you know, I have a family. I'm about to have a child. What purpose is this? And one thing that I know, and my mother used to always tell me this, she said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I know I've used that from the time I left home, and being here right now in the present time is never failed me, even though the whole Bible, that one scripture got me through my whole journey, and it's got me through my whole life. So one thing about it, I can say that when I trust in God with all my heart, yes, people are going to look at me like I'm crazy. Some people, even my own brothers and sisters, may not agree with what I'm doing. But one thing about it, when you step out and you go to the assignment God has called you to, you know what that does? It encourages your other brothers and sisters to do the same thing. That's what I'm thinking about, because it's not about me. Because I have a brother or sister that want to pursue a goal that God has called them to do, but they may be afraid. But if they have a relationship with me and see stepping out, it might encourage them to step out, because we are on the same journey. We are walking the same walk. So if we're pursuing Christ, then it's like, if it worked for him, I know it can surely work for me. So definitely stay encouraged and pursue as possible with God. You know, one thing about hearing the voice of God, most of the time it won't make sense. Because if it made sense, then basically we wouldn't really need God. Because if it makes sense to us to say, okay, when I step out on this assignment, this is going to happen. And then this is going to happen. And then this is going to happen. We wouldn't need God. God always wants us to depend on him. He always wants us to rely on him no matter what the situation is. Whatever field that you're in, continue to pursue that assignment for the glory of God. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, why don't you step out and put your faith in Jesus? Why don't you try Jesus for 30 days? Why don't you say, is he really real? Because I know we got this thing going on, and I see a lot of people don't believe Christ is coming back. They thinks all I am is, that's cool. But I would hate to sit here and believe that there is no God and die and find out there is one. And I would hate to do that. So I would rather sit here and believe there is a God right now and find out there ain't one than sit here and just believe there's not one and then find out there is one, which there is. But you think everything around you, because a lot of times people think, well, all this stuff is happening in the world. People are getting killed. People are getting killed. Why would God allow that to happen? See, one thing about it is you got to understand that when Adam and Eve sinned, they allowed sin to enter into the world. So one thing about it, that God is always in control, but this is a sinful world. This is a fallen world. Man is a fallen vessel. So when we start to understand that man is a fallen vessel, things are going to happen. That's why Jesus had to go through the cross and die for us. He sacrificed his own life when he did nothing wrong. And so if you don't appreciate that, then you won't even appreciate the Holy Spirit. So I want you to try Jesus, because I was not always saved. Anybody that knows me, my peoples, I see them on Facebook Live, Walter Bobby. Y'all know we used to roll blunt, smoke weed, drink liquor, sitting back there, sugar daddy, you call it back in the day. But God changed my life, and he can change somebody like me. He can change anybody. Because going hard for Christ was not even in my repertoire. It wasn't even for me to go that way. You know, my mother and father, they brought me up in the Word, but I didn't want nothing to do with Christ. And so I went hard in the Word. So if I give my life to Christ, I'm going hard for the Lord. I don't care what nobody say. So I encourage y'all, whatever you are pursuing, God lead you. Because if you trust in him with all your heart, don't lean to your own understanding. Don't lean to what you see, but lean to God. And all the things that you do, he will direct your path. This is Renew Radio. I'm your host, Mr. SP, a.k.a. Sam P. As we're going to slow it down a little bit as we get into our next song by my girl, Chalita. Performing this weekend at the community event for the kids going back to school, and she's coming out with new music. This is from her debut single, Heart of a Believer. It's called I Shall Not Be Moved. Y'all check this out.
You said custom came on you.
That is Shalita Mason with I Shall Not Be Moved. Man, that's a beautiful song. I know a lot of y'all here on Facebook Live. That's a beautiful song by Shalita Mason. Go check out her music. It's Heart of a Believer. It's on iTunes, Spotify, is even on SoundCloud. And so go check out her music. That's S-A-E-L-E-T-A-Mason. So go check that out, man. As we get into our next song, we're going to get hype a little bit with Shannon Ramsey with her single. Now, check it out. Shannon Ramsey with I Follow You Now. Please follow Jesus, because I tell you, it'll be the best thing that you can do in your life. As we are winding down on our show, check us out tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for our Renew Radio Show. If you are an artist and you want to submit your music for a free radio, as we used to people on Facebook Live, people across the world, go ahead and submit your music to plugin2jesus@therenewedsamp.com. You are, it has to be your Christian artist or you have clean music. That's the only thing that I'm accepting. Why? Because Renew Your Mind Records is for the purpose of renewing your mind. I don't do this for entertainment. I do this as a ministry. So if I'm just doing it for anything else, then it defers. I could be doing something else. This is not just to make people's heads bop. This is not just for fun and games. This is for a transformation for the better with a man named Jesus Christ who transformed my life about 11 years ago and still transforming it. So, y'all check us out tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you are a Christian rap artist, gospel, Christian contemporary artist, Christian pop, Christian rock, or you have any music with no cursing, but it's giving honor to God, go ahead and submit it to that email that I listed. And I will see y'all on tomorrow at 6 p.m. So keep it locked. Y'all stay encouraged. Remember, go and complete the assignment that God has called you. As we end it off with, what am I end it with? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to end it off with the King's Kid. This guy is formerly known as Lucci Rado, who was Puff Daddy's ghostwriter. So check it out, man. Facebook Live, y'all check this out. I don't know if I can find it. Where did I put it? Uh-oh, we have a difficulty. Please stand by. What did I do with it? Oh, well, I ain't found it on, y'all. Oh, there you go. Pray for my enemies. Check it out.
Hugging with the chopped onions, notified each other when it's cops coming. They yell freeze, they yell stop running. You got summons, next thing you know you gone. I had to stop slumming. We lose friends like we walking through the crowd. We not, we in the hood, where they coughing up the loud. Some make it out, we like crabs in a barrel. Oh, God forbid they see you in nice apparel. You add change to that, and here comes the arrows. I already know the path I travel is narrow. This thing about Nooch, I don't play in this booth. Now I became the enemy for saying the truth. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. This ain't for the weak, I'm in the street doing ministry. This cold world never showed me any sympathy, but I'ma pray anyway. I pray you live life, I pray you get right. I pray you take flight and fight the good fight. I pray you get sight, I pray this all night. It made this all right. When I pray for my enemies, I pray you get on, I pray you get gone. I pray you live long and know right from wrong. I pray you stay strong, I'm playing this song. When I pray for my enemies,
ain't love, it didn't work out, but does it ever? We move on and pray that somebody would love us better. So many I played, even caught us in all phase. I guess in my mind the club was the arcade. They can't stand to see that I'm getting my accolades. They be acting with shade because of back in the days. You tried to trust, told lies with lust. You cried your crush, but it's two sides to us. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. This ain't for the weak, I'm in the street doing ministry. This cold world never showed me any sympathy, but I'ma pray anyway. I pray you live life, I pray you get right. I pray you take flight and fight the good fight. I pray you get sight, I pray this all night. It made this all right. When I pray for my enemies, I pray you get on, I pray you get gone. I pray you live long and know right from wrong. I pray you stay strong, I'm playing this song. When I pray for my enemies,
you mad that I made it? I don't know what to tell ya. My success doesn't nail your failure. We was both right there with all that paraphernalia, but we ain't cut from the same cloth. I smell ya. You chose to love it. Nooch rose above it. You rolling thugging with all those who covet. Chasing after that golden nugget while I focus on my dream and I blow through budgets. It was never my intention to leave you behind. Now whenever I get mentioned, you being sublime. But behind closed doors, you say I'm greedy and blind. Do anything for the shine, but that ain't even my kind.
I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. This ain't for the weak, I'm in the street doing ministry. This cold world never showed me any sympathy, but I'ma pray anyway. I pray you live life, I pray you get right. I pray you take flight and fight the good fight. I pray you get sight, I pray this all night. It made this alright when I was, when I pray for my enemies. I pray you get on, I pray you get gone.